In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today the Church is celebrating, my beloved, the Ascension of the Lord. The Lord, as we heard in the Gospel readings, the Lord has appeared to the disciples again, and in the readings of today, he had shocked them. They got afraid. They thought it was a ghost, because he walked right through the doors, but he calmed them down, and he said to them, "Go ahead and touch me, and see that the ghost doesn't have a body and bones." And after they have done that, then he said, "Give me something to eat. What do you have?" And they gave him some fish to eat, and also the honeycomb. And my beloved, he ate right in front of them, and so they were so joyous, of course, and being so happy that some of them they just couldn't believe it, that he has resurrected himself, because he foretold all those things to him, to them. You know, and then he took them out, and he blessed him and told him that he's going to be with them all the time, because he is God. God being our God is his spirit, and he is everywhere present and fills all things. And so the Lord God Jesus Christ, we see through Jesus Christ, we see our God the Father. One time the apostles asked Jesus, "Show us the Father." And the Lord said to them, "So long I've been with you, and don't you recognize, don't you understand that I'm with the Father, and my Father is with me?" What it is when we look at the icon of the Jesus Christ, we have to believe that we are also seeing the Father, because the Jesus Christ had taken the form of a human being. He was born here on this earth. He lived on this earth as you and I are living, except for one difference. He never had any sins. So he had the body of a perfect Adam before he had sinned. And my beloved, and he was able to make all kinds of miracles. And he showed to the disciples that the life here on this earth is really only a trial, the time of getting ourselves all strengthened to become strong, and to be going through the fire and the water to be purified. This is the life here on earth is for our purification, and that's what we have to use the time for. And what do we have to purify? Well, of course, the heart, the main thing we have to purify, the heart. Make sure that the heart doesn't adhere to anything more than it adheres to the Lord, to its Creator. Creator is our Lord. Even though we were born from a mother and from a woman, but the actual growth and actual sustaining of life and actual giving of the life is all given by the Lord. The Lord is creating us, as the Lord is creating everything that you see. All the beautiful flowers as we see in the church today that was brought in right from the field. All these things are created by our Lord and sustained by our Lord. For the Lord, again, the scripture says the Lord is everywhere present and fills all things. Nothing can live without the Lord. We cannot live without the Lord. We should love the Lord. The Lord came on this earth only to prove to us, because we're so thick-skinned that we needed that special proof to show that the Lord loves us. And that's why he showed his life, which was filled in all kinds of terrible things that were happening to him. and he had endured all things. He had went through all the possible difficulties that we may have to run through, to give us example of it, so that we'll be able to follow him. And he says, if you love me, you obey my commandments. And he also says, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. Well, denying ourselves, it means we don't look for our will, we look for the will of our Creator. We look for His will, and His will is for us to be purified so that we can make it to the kingdom of heaven, so we can go and join the angels, the choirs of angels, and all the saints, so that we can be with our Lord forever, to be able to glorify Him and to glorify everything that He had to thank Him for everything that He has created, for the beauty that He has created, even here on earth. The Holy Father says nothing compared to the beauty that is in the kingdom of heaven. This is what we want to be able to go through on this earth, to prepare ourselves to make it over there, to make it to the kingdom of heaven. For us Orthodox Christians, we should not be afraid of death. We shouldn't be afraid of when we are dying. We should be looking forward. You know, this is changing this life of sicknesses and sorrows and pains and aggravations. Of course, the aggravations come from the evil ones, and because of our sinfulness, because of our judgment. But if we conquer all those things, we finally will find the peace. And if we clean up our act and our heart, that it will become the abode of the Lord Himself, with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Then, my beloved, we'll have the foretaste of the kingdom of heaven, and then we would just couldn't wait to get to the kingdom of heaven, as the saints have done, when they knew that they were going to be, some of them crucified, some of them beheaded, some of them going through all kinds of tortures, somebody would be drowned, or whatever it may be. But when they knew that the end is going to come, they were all rejoicing. They were so happy that they're going to finally make it to actually to come to the Lord into heaven. As the Lord has ascended Himself into heaven, He promised the apostles that He is going to send them the Spirit of the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who is the Holy Spirit, which is the Lord our God, who is in the three faces, the Lord God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But it's all one God, and all one God in the three faces. And they were to wait for the Holy Spirit to come to them, and it was promised that in 10 days they would be sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And the Lord did exactly that, and He had sent the disciples, and then all the fear had left them, and everything what they had before, and that they couldn't conquer, they were able easily to conquer with the help of the Holy Spirit. You know, my beloved, you and me, we can never really pray unless we have the help of the Holy Spirit, unless the Holy Spirit helps us to pray. We cannot do anything, as the Lord says, without me you can do nothing. And the apostles of today, seeing the Lord going up to heaven, on one hand they were rejoicing because He promised that He will never leave them, He will always be with them. On one hand, on the other hand, He said also He's going to send them the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, who is going to comfort them. And so they had the double feeling. One hand they were rejoicing, on the other hand they were sorry to see the Lord leaving them physically in a way that they couldn't be holding Him onto Him physically, like they were able to do when He was walking here on this earth and looking at Him. But beloved, we can do that in our heart if we bring the Lord into our heart, or rather, if we would prepare our heart in such a way and clean it in such a way that the Lord will make his abode in us. Because the Lord, that's what he says, son, give me your heart, he says. He wants to be abiding in our heart. And this is what you and me have to strive for most of all. And let's throw away all those things that are keeping the Lord from coming into our hearts. And one of the things, of course, it is our not being able to love our brothers, or hating him, or not forgiving, or judging. And all those things are keeping the Lord from coming in our heart, because he loves everybody, wants everybody to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And this is what you and me have to want to do. We have to want to do that. And we cannot ever help anybody if we judge them. We can never be able to go out in our heart to really to pray for him if we in our heart judge him. If I judge somebody or you judge somebody, we can't pray for them. We have to not judge them. We have to judge the sin. And then and feel sorry for the person that committed the sin. Then we can pray for him as if we're praying for ourselves and ask God to help him to change and to be able to make it also to the kingdom of heaven. This is what we want to do. We want to follow our Lord into the kingdom of heaven. And he went up, and the apostles, they saw him as he was going up to the kingdom of his kingdom up in the sky, and he used his own power. It wasn't the angels that carried him up like they did the saints and other people, but he himself was using his own power, because he is God. He had ascended up to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, and he will come as the two angels that stood in front of the apostles and the Mother of God. And they, just as you see, they said, just as you see the Lord rising up to heaven, he is going to come down like that. And he is going to come down, and the Holy Father said that there will be first a sign, and his sign of the cross, that everybody in the universe will be seeing that. And those who love the Lord and love the Lord's cross, they will rejoice and know that the Lord is coming. But those who have hatred, of course, they will be in a terrible shape. But the Lord will come then to judge the living and the dead, and he will resurrect all those who have died before. And as St. Paul writes, those who are still alive here, they were going to be changed in a split of a second. They will be changed into already a new person, that is going to be standing before the judge, our Almighty, our Lord, that truly loves us. And that's why he done all those things that he did in this earth and gave us the gospel, and he wants us so much to follow in him into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.